Got you locked in on Namibia's heart and soul. That is Fresh FM 102.9. That is DJ K-Boss, Lena with Control Me. Now, I did promise you we'll be having more celebrity vibes in the studio. Joining me right now is Mr. Ronaldo, the violinist. How you doing, man?
Oh, good, man. How's it?
It's great. Good to have you in studio. How's everything?
Everything is going well, bro. We are busy.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, how are you coping with the winter?
It's actually shocking. Yeah, yesterday was actually just cold, and then today again. It just came out of the blue, but yeah. I mean, it's that time of the year, so we just need to strap up and be ready for everything.
Exactly. I saw some posts on social media saying, "Kama, this is not cold enough."
Apparently, but what do they want? -7 or what?
And also, big congratulations on the show you guys had on, I think it was last week.
Yeah, it was Avani. Ronaldo and Friends. Yeah. It was successful.
Can you tell us about that? What was the dynamic behind that?
So we just thought of something different. Wanted to come up with a setup whereby people could dress up. They can dress up, look nice. You know, the ladies wanna wear their favorite dresses. Yeah. The guys take the coats out because it's winter. It's nice and cold. So we just thought, let's do something under the candlelight or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Came up with a nice stage design. Had like lights everywhere. The room was dark, and then we had three acts. It was me, it was Yeezer, and it was Jade. Started off with Jade. She has a wonderful voice, beautiful voice. She did three or four pieces, and then after that, I did a few stuff with four of my students. So we did some quartet stuff, played a few famous movie songs, and then we finally ended it off with Yeezer and a few strings in the background. So that was quite nice.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. And you're busy, busy, busy. Now, coming later on this month, that is essentially next week, is the National Youth Orchestra Festival for the year 2025. Now, tell us what we can expect at this festival.
Okay. So the National Youth Orchestra Festival 2025, it's the second edition. We had our first one in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of expectations, it's basically a workshop. We have a number of students from all over Namibia, Ochikondo, Tsumeb, APC, the guys from Ventuk and stuff. And what we're going to do is we have a faculty from Germany, from the RSB Orchestra, that's going to come down and come and train. Yeah, those are like the the professionals. Yeah, coming. They're going to come down and come train the young ones for essentially, I think, 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Saturday and the Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, the 20th and the 21st, we're going to then have the gala concerts to just showcase what we've done during the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, this is the world premiere of the Oshihambarere, that is by Esloan.
Yes.
Now, let's talk a bit about the music that we can expect, that is at the gala concert.
Okay. So, we're going to start off, we're going to do a very classical thing as well, but then with the Oshihambarere, it's a composition by Esloan Hindundu. He is a Namibian composer. He is going to debut his project, which is like a Namibian fairy tale. It talks basically about animals, people, the songs and stuff are these traditional pieces that are mixed together.
Yeah.
It's all African, it's all Namibian. There will be a theater happening.
Wow.
Young kids will be singing and stuff like that. So it's going to be very diverse. It's going to be beautiful to watch.
Exactly. Now, you guys are going to be working with Yona within this particular project as well. And I would just like to dive into the dynamic of, you know, children doing music, and you have some students of your own.
Yes.
Why would you say it's important for a child to pick up an instrument at some point in their life?
I think, first of all, access. I mean, we are in Namibia, so getting access to especially classical instruments like violin, cello and stuff is not rare. So for a child to be able to get the opportunity to learn an instrument like that already sets everything apart. But coming back to your question, I would say that music, I mean, it heals. It changes your social behavior. It basically makes you a different person. So for a child, especially for a child that is not doing anything after school, for example, is that's able to come in the afternoons, learn an instrument. Most of them learn it for free, which is rare.
You
hardly
is.
Find it. Yeah. So it basically just educates them. It changes their social behavior. They are able to focus more on school. They create a community of musicians and also a future of musicians, because, I mean, we want kids in high schools and stuff to say, no, I want to go to the College of the Arts, because I want to go learn music or study music.
Yeah.
And the only way they can do this is if they have the opportunity to learn it while they're young.
Yeah,
you understand?
True.
Yeah.
Fantastically said. Now, the gala concert is going to be happening on the 20th and the 21st of June at 7 p.m. exactly at the NTN. That's 12 John Maynard Street. $150 Namibian dollars gets you in. That's general access. And then $50 Namibian dollars for children under the age of 18. And I must say it's going to be fantastic. I've watched you guys play a couple of times, and I'm always blown away. So to all the listeners right now, make sure to get your tickets. They're available at Web Ticket. Get them right now. With that said, Mr. Ronaldo, thank you so much for joining me in studio. Honor and a privilege to have you here.
Thank you, Arthur. Thank you so much.
You heard it right here, Namibia's Heart and Soul. Make sure to be part of it. If you did miss the chat and you're wondering, it's in the Vatsgoed gaan aan, go to our website at www.freshfm.com.na and you can catch the chat over there. For now, let's dive back into the music